Unit 15. What's your house like? Part 1. Listen, read, and act.
Hey, Sam. We've just moved into our new house.
Really? What's your house like?
It's big and clean. It has 2 stories. And it also has a garden.
That sounds great. I'm sure you like your new house.
I sure do. What's a forest like?
A forest? Why?
I want to go to the forest someday.
A forest is very big. It has many trees and animals. You can see many beautiful flowers. You can hear birds singing.
Oh, I'd love to go to a forest right now. We've got a new shop near our school.
Really? What's it like?
It's very big and tall. There are many things inside.
Are there any toys?
Yes, there are.
Let's go there now.
I've got a good friend. Good for you. What's he like? He's tall and strong. He's got black hair and 2 big eyes. He must be a basketball player. He is a player, but a football player.
Part 2. Listen, read, and retell. A man went into a pet shop to buy a parrot. Before showing the parrots to the man, the salesman said, "Our parrots are the most beautiful birds in the world." "What are they like?" asked the man. "They are like very normal parrots, but they can speak many languages." "Oh, I wish that I could see them now." The salesman took the man into another house and showed him 3 parrots. "How much is the parrot?" the man asked. "This blue one can speak 4 languages and costs $1,000. And the red parrot knows 6 languages and costs $2,000. The orange one over there costs $3,000, but he doesn't talk at all." "$3,000?" shouted the man. "How come so much?" "Well," the salesman went on, "we don't know what he does, but the other 2 call him boss." Part 5. Listen, read, and answer.
Once a bee lived in a quiet cave. Her life was very boring. She wished that her life could have a change. One day, the bee was flying about. Suddenly, a swan flew by. The bee was very happy to see the swan, who was very friendly. The swan told the bee that she came from an old castle, and her life there was very exciting. The bee was very happy to hear it, and she wanted the swan to take her there. The swan agreed. Then the bee sat on the back of the swan, and the swan flew back to her old castle.